Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Selecting the appropriate medication for older people is difficult and complex. Cathal Cadogan from the School of Pharmacy at Queen's University Belfast in Northern Ireland describes an updated Cochrane review from October 2014, which looks at interventions that might help.
Older people often suffer from multiple health conditions, requiring several different medications. Selecting the right combination poses a number of challenges. For example, age-related physiological changes can affect how their bodies process specific drugs, and this can often require adjustments in medication doses. Also, taking a greater number of prescribed medications puts older people at a higher risk of drug interactions and adverse drug events. In general, medicines in older people are considered appropriate when they have clear, evidence-based indications, are well tolerated by most patients, and are cost-effective. In contrast, medicines that are potentially inappropriate are those that lack a clear, evidence-based indication, have a high risk of adverse effects, and are not cost-effective to prescribe. As the size of the older population is set to grow over the coming decades, inappropriate polypharmacy, or too many drugs, is a growing concern. Not only does it put patients at risk of harm, it also places a considerable financial burden on our health services. The 2012 version of this review of interventions to improve the appropriate use of polypharmacy in older people identified interventions that appeared to help, but it wasn't clear if these led to clinically significant improvements for patients in outcomes such as hospital admissions. In the hope that we might be able to move things along, we updated the review as part of an ongoing research project funded by the Dunhill Medical Trust. The project's overall aim is to develop an intervention to improve appropriate polypharmacy in older people in primary care, and this update provides the current evidence base that will feed into that process. We have added two studies to the review, bringing the total number of included studies to 12. Both of these studies were done in hospital settings, but their inclusion had little impact on our overall findings, and we were unable to include data from either study in a meta-analysis. Overall, the conclusions of the updated review didn't change from the original version, but this is still important because it allows us to know the current state of the evidence base. The included studies are from hospital, community, and care home settings across 5 countries. They examined a variety of interventions, and each study used one or more validated tools to assess the appropriateness of medication prescribing. 11 studies looked at pharmaceutical care-based interventions. These were complex, multifaceted interventions that typically combined several ways to reduce inappropriate polypharmacy, including medication reviews and patient counselling. The other study tested a computerized decision support system which automatically reviewed doctors' notes and suggested ways to improve the appropriateness of prescribing. All the interventions reduced inappropriate prescribing. Those that appeared to work best tended to involve pharmacists as part of a multidisciplinary team. However, few of the studies tried to identify underprescribing and recommend medications that were clinically indicated yet missing from patients' medication lists. Instead, most focused only on reducing the number of medications prescribed to patients, rather than improving the overall appropriateness of prescribing. We're still not able to determine whether changes in prescribing appropriateness resulted in better patient outcomes. Some of the included studies did report on outcomes such as hospital admissions, medication-related problems, and patients' quality of life, but their findings were not consistent, and the available data could not always be compared directly. In addition, the study reports gave little insight into how the interventions were developed or how they could be best implemented in practice. For example, it was unclear if it was sufficient for interventions to be delivered during a single episode of care, or whether it was better for interventions to be unifaceted or multifaceted. In attempting to address this, we recommend that these approaches to improving appropriate polypharmacy should be regarded as complex interventions, and that guidance, such as that provided in the Medical Research Council's framework, should be used to develop future research. This includes the use of a theory base to link components of an intervention to specific outcomes and ultimately identify which components are essential for successful outcomes. Finally, sufficient detail needs to be reported so that effective interventions can be replicated by other researchers or people in clinical practice. The recently published Template for Intervention Description and Replication, also known as the TIDER Checklist, offers useful guidance that may help with this. In summary, our updated review highlights the need for a systematic approach in the development and evaluation of interventions to improve appropriate polypharmacy for older people. We're currently trying to address this using a multi-phase mixed methods approach modelled on the Medical Research Council framework to develop a primary care-based intervention drawing on both evidence and theory.
If you'd like to look at that evidence base in more detail, you can find the full review that Cathal described on the internet at thecochranelibrary.com.